At the age of almost 70, Vidovich introduced new motifs. He does not dwell upon the space of his own atelier and flat only, but guided by childhood memories, he started painting the interiors of the churches of Split and Trogir as well. Around 1945, fully aware of the power of his childhood memories, the artist wrote, "When, after many long years, it grew ripe in me, only then could I bring to life the indelible impressions of my youth." Vidovich set himself an objective: to paint all the way until the experiences from his youth did not turn into pictures whose lines, colours and shapes embodied the power of these experiences. He painted the churches of Split continuously from 1938 to 1940, and the churches of Trogir in the summer and autumn of 1940. Most of his church interiors were painted in these 3 years, and after that, right up until 1944, he produced just a few combined ones, and the interiors of the church of the Franciscan monastery in Pollud. The churches of Trogir and Split were painted similarly to the interiors of his flat and atelier. But the painting's cadre captures increasingly deeper and architecturally more complex spaces. Here as well, the painter's lively style takes the load off objects and accurately transfers the play of light and colour taking place on their surface. The delicate brush of the painter registers the patina of the ageing marble, the complex coloristic nuances on the surface of the Renaissance and Baroque paintings, the trace of a wormhole on a wooden crucifix, the dim glow of aged gold, the soft light of a candle.